From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Sarah Palin and Joe Biden faced off in their one and only debate last night in St. Louis, Missouri. The Republican and Democratic vice presidential candidates argued about the economy, Iraq, energy, and global warming. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
Both candidates surpassed expectations. Palin was folksy, direct, and articulate, showing more command of the issues than she had in a series of shaky television interviews.
You also said that Barack Obama was not ready to be commander-in-chief. And I know, again, that you opposed the move that he made to try to cut off funding for the troops, and I respect you for that. I don't know how you can defend that position now.
For his part, Biden steered clear of long-winded answers and gaffes. He was crisp and to the point, and his attacks focused on John McCain, not Sarah Palin. He argued that there is no difference between the policies of Bush and McCain. Mara Liasson, NPR News, St. Louis, Missouri.
Republican John McCain is effectively abandoning Michigan. The state voted Democratic in 2004, and the McCain campaign had hoped to win it this year. But worsening economic problems have helped tilt Michigan towards Democrat Barack Obama. And McCain's campaign has decided to place its resources elsewhere, including Indiana, a typically Republican voting state where polls show Obama competitive this year. Pressure is growing on members of the House who voted against and defeated a $700 billion financial bailout package on Monday to vote yes when the bill comes up for a second House vote. That could happen today. After tax breaks and new federally insured deposit limits were added to the measure, the Senate approved the bailout Wednesday and sent it back to the House. We have more from NPR's David Wellner.
Michigan House Republican Thaddeus McCotter admits that the stock market's dive this week and the provisions added to the bailout bill make it less likely to be rejected once again by the House.
I was a no vote, and I will remain a no vote because I'm opposed to the core principle of the Paulson proposal. And yet, those in opposition also recognize it is an uphill struggle.
A fellow Republican, Alabama's Spencer Baucus, voted yes on Monday, but opposes what's been added to the bill. He was asked by reporters whether he'll vote no this time.
Let me say this, I'm going to agonize over that.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, meanwhile, is intent on avoiding another defeat of the bailout bill.
We're not going to take a bill to the floor that doesn't have the votes. I'm optimistic that we will take a bill to the floor.
Pelosi wants to avoid changes to the bailout measure so the Senate won't have to approve it again. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
U.S. Envoy Christopher Hill has left Pyongyang, North Korea today. He finished 3 days of talks trying to convince North Korea to abide by a disarmament deal. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is to spend the weekend in India, marking the approval of a deal allowing nuclear trade between U.S. and the U.S. and India. And that trade had been banned for 3 decades. This is NPR News. Shares on the global stock markets are mostly down today ahead of the House vote on a revised financial bailout plan and the report on September unemployment in the U.S. Larry Miller reports from London.
Asian stock markets picked up where Wall Street closed, sharply down. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index fell 2.3%. Japan's Nikkei lost 1.9%. Even if the U.S. bailout goes through, analysts suggest it might not be enough to calm the Asian markets, whose firms rely heavily on a vibrant U.S. economy for their exports. The MSCI World Index, that includes share activity from 23 developed markets, has had its worst week in 7 years. It's down 9% so far. According to a fund manager in Paris, this has been a fatal week. When the European markets opened today, shares began to fall, but those losses have since been wiped out. London and Paris are flat, while Frankfurt is slightly higher. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
As for today's September unemployment report due out later this morning in the U.S., analyst Hugh Johnson of Johnson Illington Advisors says he expects more job losses.
It's a hard number to obviously forecast, but certainly a loss of jobs for the month of somewhere between 50,000 and 100,000, I think, is pretty much in the cards.
Most analysts think the jobless rate will be stable at 6.1%. The unemployment rate moved above 6% in August for the first time in 5 years. Jobs have been lost each month this year, and economists think more cuts are on the way, with several large troubled banks having been taken over and automakers and retailers struggling. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.